scripture is read on Sundays, the lesson is always attributed to the word of the Lord, telling us that this is no ordinary reading, but this is something very special, something very sacred. And the temptation for us is to lose sight that it is the word of the Lord, to lose sight of it as something that is good. The temptation would be to think of it as boring or irrelevant, or maybe just the product of human imagination, locked in time. No, these attitudes would miss the mark, because we wouldn't see the Bible as a good thing that has good things to say about how we live our lives. If you want the Episcopal Church's official position about the Bible, any ordination service requires a minister to say, "I believe the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testament are the Word of God and contain all things necessary for salvation." So there's a lot in there, a lot that is good for us, that benefits us. And the practice then is to take up, is to find ways to deeply listen to the words of Scripture, whether it's through personal reading or following along the daily office or another method. The intent is there. Scripture is a good thing that is well worth pursuing. So that was the first temptation. And we have the second. The devil took Jesus to a big high tower. It was in the temple at Jerusalem. And that tower was really tall. And he said, "Go ahead, jump off. And the angels will protect you." This kind of reminds me of when I was a child and I would occasionally misbehave. And usually with a group of people, my friends. Okay, and then I would get caught, I would get in trouble, and I would always have the same response. All my friends were doing it. And you can probably guess what my mother came back with. All your friends were jumping off the bridge with you. It's one of those, I think, just universal parenting lines. But if you think about that phrase, it's calling attention to our better judgments, our good sense. Well, because we know, don't jump off of a bridge. And if you're standing in a high place, you know, it's like, this is scary. Your mind itself is going to tell you not to do this. And, you know, any parent should use the line, "All your friends jumped off a bridge with you," is saying, you know it's foolish to jump off a bridge, and you should have known it wasn't a good idea to do all this other stuff that got you into trouble. The temptation that the devil is putting towards Jesus, he's trying to tempt him to go against his better judgment, to betray his common sense, you know, and to get away with it. To say that, yeah, this is ordinarily a very foolish thing to jump off the tower. Guess what? You can get away with it. We don't need anything as dramatic as a high tower to be tempted against our better judgment. Many ordinary things in life, you know what is right and what is wrong. You know you shouldn't lie or manipulate people. You know you should be fair in your dealings. You know you should do what's best in the situation, treat others with kindness and respect. The temptation that Jesus faced was to go against his reason and to get away with it. And that's the crux of it. The devil wanted him to do something foolish and to get away. Get away with it. Perhaps we may have smaller other episodes where we need to follow what we know is right. exists. This is where Matthew comes in, that we just heard. You know, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all of their splendor, and saying, I will give you all of this if just one time you'll bend and bow down and worship me. Jesus said, away with you, Satan, for it says, worship the Lord your God. The good thing that Jesus was pursuing was God's authority above all else. And again, the devil was trying to knock him off the course. The temptation was to see God's authority as something less than what it was, something arbitrary, or as somehow not on the same level as any earthly authority, or perhaps even competing with this false authority that the devil said didn't happen. This always is a tough one a bit, because it's easy to misunderstand God's goodness. You know, you can say, as God's good, what does that really come to? Theologians teach us that God is goodness itself, perfect goodness. And anything other than perfect goodness would not be worthy of the name God. So if God is perfect goodness, then any authority is simply an expression of God's goodness. Any command or anything that God is communicating with people is an expression of his goodness and what is best for us. It's kind of like, again, what happens when you're raising a child. And especially when you want to tell them something important, you know, but the reasons behind it aren't the child isn't quite old enough to grasp everything. So you're telling a child to do something or not do something, but like, put on your coat. Why? Well, because it's cold outside. Why? If it's cold outside, you can get sick. Why? No, you're questioning why. They're not going to understand everything because they're just not ready. Now, sometimes we ourselves don't understand everything of the ways of God. But for the child, the next best thing is to trust the parent and trust what the parent says. Trust that what the parent says is what's best. In the same way, we can trust God, what God asks of us, because God knows what is best. Because God is perfect goodness. And within these temptations, we see Jesus' expression of goodness, his pursuit of goodness. He does not allow himself to be sidetracked by physical needs, by getting away with something, or with some kind of lesser authority. Instead, he stuck to the good things of God's word, common sense, judgment, integrity, and goodness itself. So we too, every day, can pursue these good things. It's kind of wonderful that we have Jesus that points us towards what is good, what is best. We can immerse ourselves in God's word, honoring it, or allowing it to affect what we know to be true and good and beautiful. We can honor our conscience and do what we know to be right, good, and just. And we can use our minds to pursue not just the temporary lesser goods, but goodness itself, which is God. We may face temptations to veer off course. Now, Jesus